It's the holiest and the deepest place that was never destroyed. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. Now, for the past few weeks, we've been doing a series on blessings, morning blessings of gratitude, and lessons from those things that we say. I'm going to take a pause today and come back to it next week. But today, we're going to just talk about something that is relevant to the Jewish calendar this week. And tomorrow night, I'm recording this on a Tuesday. Tomorrow night, it's Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, when we mourn the destruction of the first and second temple in Jerusalem, that stood in Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago. This was the holiest place, the headquarters of Jewish ritual and worship. It was the buzz of the Jewish nation. It was the place of where light was shone into the whole world, spiritual light. And sadly, both temples were destroyed on the same day, some 500 years apart. I wanted just to dwell on something, and that is with one introduction. First of all, we are taught by our sages that the temple is not just a physical structure, but the temple is also the temple within ourselves. We learn from the temple, from its layout, from its specifics, from its details. We can learn how to build and nurture and reveal our own spiritual temple, our own house of God, that we hold within ourselves. So there's a detail that I want to focus on where we can learn a tremendous lesson from. And that is, in the first temple, the holiest spot, and the second temple, the holiest spot of the temple was called the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies. This was a place where there was one item in that room, and that was the Ark, the Holy Ark that Moses made in the desert. That had in it the Ten Commandments that God had given to the Jewish people. Both the broken pieces of the first tablets and the pieces of the second tablet, the second tablets, they were both in the Aron. And this was the holiest spot of the temple. And it was in this place where the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, once a year on Yom Kippur, would go in for a few minutes to offer up some incense to God and pray for the Jewish people. The Rambam, Maimonides, tells us that when King Solomon built the first temple, he was the one who built this first temple, there was a very complex tunnel system underneath the Holy of Holies that he built because he knew one day the temple would be destroyed and it was important for the Ark to be hidden. And therefore, a while before the destruction of the first temple, one of the Jewish kings used that hiding place and he hid the Ark. And that Ark that Moses had made, that Holy Ark, was hidden and no one knew where it was, somewhere under the Temple Mount. In the second temple, when the second temple was built, the Ark was no longer there. It was one of the things that was missing in the second temple. And the obvious question is, isn't that quite an important part of the temple? And how do you have a second temple without an Ark? The Ark is like the focal point. The Holy of Holies is the Holy of Holies because it houses the Ark. And one of the great explanations on this is as follows. That no, the Ark was always there, just hidden. Meaning, the Ark was hidden underneath because the Ark always had to be eternal. And in the second temple, although in the room of the Kodesh HaKodeshim there was no visible Ark, but the Ark was still there. And the holiness of the Holy of Holies descended downwards and was hidden deep. But their holiness was still there. Their intensity was still there. Which really leads us to understand and come to terms with a fascinating idea. We are so used to today that we know that there's one part of the temple that wasn't destroyed. That's the Western Wall, which actually wasn't really the wall of the temple. It was a retainer wall of the Temple Mount. But yet it's near the holy place and we gather there to pray. But actually there was another part of the temple that was never destroyed. When both temples were destroyed, the whole building was destroyed, the vessels were taken captive, the thing was desolate, except for one thing, the Holy Ark. The Holy Ark was underneath the ground, still there in the holiness of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, just the basement, the deeper part, the hidden part of the Holy of Holies. Which leads us to our tremendous lesson. We have a soul. Our soul is like the temple. It has many layers and many areas of holiness, many levels of holiness. And sometimes we mess up and sometimes we affect part of our soul. But what we need to remember is actually there's a part of our soul that is the deepest part, the spark of the godly infusion that lies at the foundation and core and essence of our soul, that's never destroyed, it's never affected. It remains absolutely pure. And when we need to, and when we can, we need to access that purity and rebuild from there. We believe in the third temple. The third temple will be rebuilt, but it will be rebuilt on the foundation of that ark that is still there. And we'll see it, please God, very soon when the third temple is built. So to understand our own ark, our own deepest, deepest holy of holies, I want you to close your eyes and just relax. Remove distraction and turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Keep focused on your breathing, feeling every inhalation and exhalation. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. And I want you to try and breathe a little bit deeper. Breathing in, holding it there, and then slowly letting go. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, slowly breathe out. Breathe deeply, 2, 3, 4, slowly breathe out. Just keep doing that for a few breaths. When we breathe out, we let go of toxicity, and then as soon as our breath is finished, the new one starts, a fresh breath. Breathing is a constant, breathing is always there because it is the pulse of life, the rhythm of our existence, breathing in and out. In Hebrew, of course, breathing is neshima, the same letters as soul, our neshama. Layers of our soul. But just like every breath is pure, at the core of our soul is the neshama, the spark of the neshama. Pure, pristine, godly, undamaged. The purity of our existence. Just breathe in and feel that, connect to that. There's a part of us that never, never is damaged. The essence, the core purity and godliness, divinity of our soul. It might be under the ground, might be hidden, but it's there. It's there with its full holiness, full kedusha. And sometimes when we mess up, just remember, at our core, we are pure and we can rebuild. So coming back, that's such an important lesson. Every time we feel like we've done something wrong, we feel low, let us just close our eyes and remember, our temple might be temporarily destroyed, but the core foundation, the ark, our personal ark, is always there. Have a wonderful day.